It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. The Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. Steve Alexander comes along right after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Now with this morning's report, here's Steve Alexander.
Thank you, Max. If you follow Max on Twitter or Facebook, did you see the photo he posted showing a snake crossing a country road? Oh my, they grow them big in Max's corner of the world. Max indicated he yielded the right-of-way to old Sneaky, as he called him. Sticking with animal news, as a class project, welding students at Kirtland Community College in Gaylord, Michigan, have built a bear trap and trailer for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. This trap will be set in an area where bears have moved too close to people, and here's how they do it. Several pounds of bacon are placed inside a large steel tube that the bear has to walk inside the trap to get to, and when the bear tries to grab the snack, it triggers a flap that closes the trap. In Indiana, 2 suspected cockfighting operations were raided, and more than 750 birds are now being cared for more humanely. The Indiana Gaming Commission says agents assisted by police conducted the raids yesterday morning near the Montgomery County town of Waveland and the Indianapolis suburb of Avon. I'm getting a little wary of eating romaine lettuce, and I guess for good reason. 4 more states are reporting illnesses and a food poisoning outbreak linked to romaine lettuce. The CDC now says 149 people in 29 states have gotten sick. Minnesota, North Dakota have joined the list, along with Florida and Texas. At least 64 people have been hospitalized, including 17 with kidney failure. 1 person in California died. Investigators have traced the E. coli to romaine lettuce grown in Yuma, Arizona. Well, the gender lines continue to be blurred. We heard last week that the Boy Scouts organization is being renamed to account for girls who are joining the boys. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a 15-year-old boy wanted to join his high school's all-girl dance team. He was told no, girls only. He and his parents sued, and the State High School Activities Association relented and voted to allow boys to participate alongside girls in competitive dance events next school year. The Sister Jean celebration continues. Sister Jean is the number one fan and unofficial mascot of the Loyola Chicago Ramblers basketball team that made it to the Final Four. The 98-year-old Catholic nun, Coach Porter Mosier, and several team members were lauded yesterday in separate ceremonies in the Illinois House and Senate. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.